Hey everyone, welcome to the Next Level Sales Leadership Mastermind Podcast. This episode, I'm going to talk about gratitude. It is topical because tomorrow for me is Thanksgiving. Also because, gratitude is incredibly powerful. And I'm probably going to talk to you about some things that you have not yet heard about it. So stay tuned. Really quick, just want to tell you if you like podcasts like this and you want to get 10x, 100x the results, you should check out the Mastermind. It's growing leaders just like you, bringing their challenges into a safe group setting to get advice from me and from the other people in the group. I think you'll like it a lot. If it sounds fun, just send me a message on LinkedIn and I'll invite you to come check out a session. All right. So back to the episode, gratitude. Gratitude, when you are learning how to really massively increase your results, gratitude is going to pop up everywhere. Specifically today, I'm going to talk about what I've learned from a book called The Happiness Advantage. Recommend you pick that up. Sean Aker did a ton of research on this, as well as a course I'm taking called Zero to Dangerous. Largely, that's about flow, but it's really, flow is a way to massively increase your output. And so the whole course is like that. So the thing with gratitude, and this is going to be a quote from Zero to Dangerous. Peak performers are too busy to solve one problem at a time. And if you are a sales leader, manager, director, VP, if you're an executive of any kind, you got to think about yourself as a peak performer. You got to figure out how to get way, way, way more done than other people who are your peers or who you're competing with. So I'm going to talk you through, here's some things that I've picked up from these courses. So first of all, let's talk Happiness Advantage. It's a bright orange book. Sean Aker, he gives a great TED talk on this. And what his approach is, we shouldn't study what average people do. We should study what outstanding people do. And the book covers a ton of different things. One of them is gratitude. And he talks about in the book that when researchers pick random volunteers and train them to be more grateful over a period of a few weeks, they become happier and more optimistic. They feel more socially connected. They enjoy better quality of sleep. They experience fewer headaches than the control group. They also become more optimistic. And why is that important? Optimists set more goals, set more difficult goals, put more effort into attaining those goals, stay more engaged in the face of difficulty, rise above those obstacles more easily. They cope better in stressful situations, and they maintain high levels of well-being during stress. These are all sub-points under optimists get more done. And they get it done faster. And so he talks about starting with gratitude as a way or as a method of increasing your productivity. So a couple tips that he gives. One is spend time in gratitude every day, right? So look for, I think specifically from him, write down three things you're grateful for every morning. This is going to train your brain to start looking for things to be grateful for. Your brain can only take in so much information. So when you train your brain to take in positive information, you become more positive and more grateful. Some of us do this once a year at Thanksgiving. You might say something that you're grateful for. You adopt that as a practice and do it consistently. You're going to get huge, huge, huge benefits out of it. I've got a lot more info to give you from the Zero to Dangerous course, which I definitely recommend, but is really, really expensive. So let's quickly define gratitude. Or the course calls this deconstructing gratitude. And there are three ways to think about it. So one is you can think about gratitude as a skill. Gratitude, the skill, is the ability to self-generate a feeling of gratitude and appreciation on command. Now, the more skilled you get, the more intense and enduring the gratitude you can feel is. This is something that I've actually been practicing when I'm out in the world doing my thing, when I get cut off on the highway, when somebody does something that's frustrating for me, sometimes, and I've been able to do this more and more, I'm able to remember to generate gratitude, and it eliminates those negative feelings, and it totally changes how I react. Gratitude is also a trait. It's a disposition, a way of being. You are inherently grateful and appreciative of your experience. So as you build on that skill, it turns into a trait and you are grateful pretty much all the time. And the third thing is as a filtering mechanism. So over time, we'll filter for more positive information from the external world, which distorts our reality towards positive things, which then heightens your own positive emotion. And tying back to what Sean Aker talked about in the Happiness Advantage, those things actually lead to you being more productive via setting bigger, harder goals and being more likely to hit them. All right, so what does gratitude do? Okay, so it lights up your brain's reward pathway. Being thankful makes you happier and healthier. It reduces anxiety and depression symptoms, right? This is not, disclaimer here, not a replacement for everybody for medication, but I did have a psychology professor that I took in college who talked about it. A significant amount of people who are mildly depressed or anxious, like these kinds of things can help reduce that tremendously or make it go away. Again, if it's extreme, you should go see a doctor. Being anxious shifts your heart rhythm. It actually increases your bodily functions working together, which drive up to your cognitive functions, right? So you'll be smarter, more capable. It creates emotional stability, emotional stability and calm inside of yourself. All right, you also get better moods, better sleep, less fatigue, better health, less pains and aches in your body, more social connections, more empathy, more compassion, more resilience. So they talk about, we give some specific things here in a minute. Gratitude is one of those, several of the things that they recommend in the course that solves a bunch of problems at once, right? So what are some things that you can do in order to generate gratitude? Okay. Now there's a segment in the course called Six Things You Need to Perform Your Best. Gratitude falls under the mental energy side. Okay. So what are you going to do? Here's a ton of things you can do. So you can build a gratitude filter. Now this is the Harvard Medical School Gratitude Protocol. Starts with daily gratitude journaling, jotting down three things in your life you're grateful for. But as you jot them, you want to stop and actually feel it in your body. What's something that you're grateful for today? Write it down. Take a few seconds, take 30 seconds and feel that gratitude radiate throughout your body. All right. Do that for all three things. Then list three things you want to do to make the day great. As you go through this, focus on the little things. Don't just be grateful for the big things. Oh, got a vacation coming up, blah, blah, new car, whatever. What are the little things? What are the small things? You know, I'm grateful that I'm walking distance to a grocery store in my apartment. You know, that's really cool. I'm grateful that, you know, I was grateful the other day when I came home and my wife had sort of surprised me by already making dinner. These little things and really feeling in your body makes a huge difference. The second thing you can do is you can write a gratitude letter to an actual person. Express your enjoyment and appreciation of that person in a letter. And the second half of that is giving it to them or reading it to them. And this is really powerful, right? How often do you think your significant other, an important family member, your boss, your peers, whatever, how often do you think that person gets to hear about why somebody's grateful for them. When's the last time you heard about why somebody's grateful for you? That's about how often it happens out in the world. So you're both going to have an impact on the other person and also on yourself. Once in a while, write that letter for yourself. Maybe this is once a year. Maybe you write a letter every quarter or every month, and one of those each year is the letter to yourself about why you appreciate yourself. Point three, or the third technique here from Zero to Dangerous, is count the gratitude, is what they call it. So sit down and write out or count out all the things that you're grateful for. I bet you come up with more than you think. Be specific. And then, just like in the first point, feel the gratitude as you go through the list. If you want to really crank this up to 11, pick a big number and come up with that many reasons. Really stretch your mind to come up with more and more and more reasons or things that you're grateful for. And as your brain stretches to find those things, over time you train your brain to always be on the lookout for things that you can be grateful for. So the fourth thing they put on here is pray. And I'm certainly not a religious person, but they term this as a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to an object of worship. Whoever that is for you, releasing the control of that to something bigger is powerful. There seems to also be power in worshiping something external to yourself, and devotion to something bigger than yourself is one of the biggest drivers of meaningfulness. All right, so that is just from their segment called Six Things You Need to Perform Your Best. Here's some other segments that they have where gratitude becomes a topic. They have a module called Stress Proofing, Burnout Immunity, and Consistent Flow. So burnout proofing, I have burned out at least two companies. Didn't realize it until I left them. I don't ever want to burn out again. I'm not going to burn out in this job. And there's a bunch of things they recommend here, but gratitude is really important for preventing your own burnout. They have a segment called Optimizing Your Physiology with Positive Psychology. And some of the basics here, right? What he calls mental basics, gratitude, same tactics. One of the things they talk about here is contrasting gratitude with affirmations. So what they say is that gratitude works for the same reason that affirmations don't. Our brains have bullshit detectors. So I learned affirmations in college at a company that I worked for, and they never really seemed to work for me. And I didn't understand why until I took this course. It's because if you are telling yourself, hey, I'm going to accomplish this really big goal, and you don't believe it, it makes you less likely to achieve that goal. Your brain detects the bullshit and convinces you that it's not worth your time. But gratitude, saying thank you for something that's already real, it's already there, it's already in your life. And so your brain doesn't detect bullshit. It knows that this is real. It says to you or to itself, right? It says, look at all the stuff you got. You must be safe. It's going to be okay, right? It must be okay. And so therefore, right? When it turns you towards positive, it opens up your creativity, your energy, and all these other things that we've talked about. And there's a segment that they do about forging grit. And when thinking about grit, one of the segments in the module is called Assassinating Overwhelm. There is, for most of us, if you're listening to me right now, you probably have way more to do than you have time for. My solution to that, historically in my past, has been work more hours, work longer days, do work on the weekends, right? Blow off holidays. When I left Patient Pop, I had literally maxed out my PTO. I had the most number of unused PTO days that the company would allow. It was nice that they cut me a check for it, but what that check made me realize, you have to do that in California. What my check made me realize is that I wasn't taking enough vacation. Well, a way to reduce that overwhelm is gratitude, practice gratitude, any of the things that we've talked about here. Yes, there are actual strategies to reduce the amount of overwhelm. Okay. We can do a whole show on overwhelm at some point. You can reduce demands, you can increase output. But the demands aren't always, this has to get done. I mean, a lot of the limits I was putting on myself, or a lot of the things I was demanding of myself, I mean, they weren't coming from other people. I wanted to do it. It wasn't my boss saying, you have to get this done. It was me wanting to stretch and do the next thing. And always feeling like whatever I did wasn't enough. Practice gratitude. It helps a lot. It helps a lot. All right. That's all I've got for you today. You know, my ask, just as a person that you probably don't know, is to go try some of this. Go pick something, one of these techniques, and just go do it for 30 days, right? Maybe between now and the end of the year, and see how it impacts you. What does it make you feel about yourself that's different? How does it impact your productivity? How does it impact your outlook? All right, maybe you do the gratitude journaling. I've done that with my team before. I thought it was good. Maybe you'll do a gratitude letter. I think that the journaling is probably going to give you the fastest results if you're only doing it for 30 days. Counting your gratitude, it takes much more time. So maybe you do that weekly or something. How can you start to build some of these things into your life? And then you will go from gratitude as a skill. You develop that skill over time. 5 minutes a day, writing down three things you're grateful for and feeling it deeply. 5 minutes. Develop that skill. You're going to be surprised at how that impacts you. It becomes over time a trait. You go from a person who practices gratitude to a person who is grateful. You build in that filter mechanism. You see the world, not through rose-colored glasses exactly, not a sort of fake positive, but you begin to appreciate things that are already there while being less ruffled by the so-called negative things. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. This topic has been on my mind for a long time, and it's something that really, really works. If you try it, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening.